respect, huh?
Compose your mind, we pay respect, then we start. We are now from 4:30 to 5:30, supposed to be Q&A, followed by review of meditation reporting to develop the proper understanding of the cultivation, the Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha. You can ask any question regarding the meditation, the Dhamma, and real life application of the Dhamma. Then after that, we do a closing puja. This closing puja is for us to share merits, transfer merit, and you make aspiration, okay? Just relax yourself. Like I mentioned just now, you look at your program sheet. We are on the second day, 4:30 to 5:30. You just finish your formal meditation. So now is question and answer plus reporting of your meditation. So Q&A followed by the review of your meditation reporting to develop the proper understanding of the cultivation, so that you understand what this cultivation is all about. You understand what you are doing in the name of meditation. Then also develop proper understanding of the Buddha Dharma and the real meditation as taught by the Buddha. That's why I always remind you all, the real meditation as taught by the Buddha is Noble Eightfold Path leading to the wisdom, enlightenment, nothing else. If you do meditation, whatever meditation they teach you, whether method, technique or anything, if it doesn't lead you back to the Noble Eightfold Path, then you can tell yourself, this is not the meditation taught by the Buddha, the Sangha. So if meditation teach you how to develop concentration, energy field, special experience of meditation, see light, see everything, kasina, nimitta, or whatever, can levitate, can float, can fly, or very phenomenal psychic ability, a fantastic mind state. These are all not meditation as taught by the Buddha. Because even if you have all those things, it doesn't equate to anything else. As long as you don't have Noble Eightfold Path, means what? You are still very crude in the way you understand life. You are still very crude in the way you arise your thought, your speech, your action, and the way you live your life. Then you don't have that mindfulness that Buddha talked about. You cannot be heedful. That's why you cannot have the Noble Eightfold Path. But if you have that heedfulness, you will somehow learn how to understand the law that governs life and existence. But with the Buddha's teaching, you don't need to go and find out. No need to do research. It's like you have the prototype, you just improve on it so much easier. That's why the Buddha said, when the Buddha Sasana is still around, cultivation is so much easier. This is the meaning. Without the Buddha Dharma Sasana, I tell you, to find out all these things, right view, to even understand that there is a law that governs life and existence, like law of karma, it's going to take you a long, long time. Then to understand how your mind works and function is even more difficult. But you can't even understand what is mind. You use your thought a lot. Then regarding all the essential Dhamma that he has taught you, like the five hindrance, the five spiritual, if nobody teach you and let you understand, how can you know? How can you understand? That's why a lot of ignorant, deluded people, The hindrance of Maya are so strong, and yet they don't know. Then they are caught in delusion with a lot of suffering and misery, yet they don't know why they suffer. You know what they do? They still blame others. That guy make me angry. That guy make me miserable. My husband divorced me. Still blaming, understand? That's why the teaching is very different when you understand. When you understand, you're no longer deluded. Then you truly understand. But without the teaching, to find out everything on your own is near to impossible, understand? That's why without the sasana, you are lost. That's why you take refuge with the triple gem to connect. It's just like before the year 1900 or what, there is no aeroplane technology, understand? Remember? The Wright brothers, how they started? They go and create this, what they call? Wooden structure or what? Then, like, glider, can glide one, understand? So on a high mountain cliff, they push this glider, then it glides. Or then they say can fly, but they cannot control. That's why he tried many times, failed, crashed, but they all very determined, understand? So we continue to try. So finally, there is a prototype. And then people improve. And that's how now the aeroplane technology becomes so sophisticated and so advanced. Now you look at the aeroplane, made of special material, yet so heavy, can just lift off like that. I ask you, as an engineer, I feel, how would they do it? Although this is the civil engineer's field, aerodynamic. The flight and all that. Because these are all fluid mechanics and all the what they call airflow. So when you don't understand, you cannot understand such a heavy thing. You know how heavy is the plane or not? It can just on the runway after a short distance lift up. Then you can control manual and fly. Then the jet plane, lagi powerful, go beyond the speed of sound, break the sound barrier. Then you got the fighter plane, no need long distance, aircraft carrier so short, zoop, take off already, landing also zoop. That's why technology is fantastic. But it all started how? Prototype, understand? That's why without prototype, the last 5,000 years, they cannot even imagine what is an aeroplane. If let's say 1900, you go and tell people, oh, there is such thing as jet plane, rocket, and all that. He say, you're crazy. It's just like the Buddha, after he discovered this teaching, he explained to the world. The world cannot understand him because he's so advanced. So this become not only a prototype, this become a blueprint straight away, no prototype. So when you have a blueprint, this one is already so well researched, so well understood. That's why he gave. Sakyamuni is famous for wisdom. Now it brings back to the question, I almost forgot. There is a sister, Han, and she asked me this question. She said, can you help us understand what is the difference between Sakyamuni Buddha and Amitabha Buddha? Do you all understand? You know the difference or not? Both are Buddha, isn't it? Got different or not? Both are fully enlightened, Samasam Buddha. There is a uniqueness in these two Buddha. Because these two Buddha are very unique. They come from different emphasis of cultivation. I make use of this to explain. Because Sakyamuni is wisdom way. His perfection comes from wisdom. That's why it took him the shortest time. less than 4 whole cycle, 3¾ sangpaya kapas, he perfected everything and become fully enlightened. He has a lot of wisdom. That's why he can summarize all his understanding and become a blueprint. He no need to come up with all those skillful ways of helping people. But Amitabha Buddha is also very unique, very special. He come through the faith. You come through the faith, it takes you 3 times the period to become a Sammasambuddha. They call it 12 Asankaya Kappas or 12 world cycle. But that has its own reward and fortune. Because Amitabha took so long, he perfected the understanding of vow, adittana. So he made full use of this vow through faith in him, he specialized in faith. That's why if you are sincere and you have the faith in him, you chant his name for how? Namo Amitabha. There will be a response. It will connect you to his vow, which has become a nature's law. And then, because he cultivated so long, he can arise pure land, for all these enlightened beings to cultivate and become Buddhas. And this pure land understanding is very different one. You cannot understand one. Some people ask me, is it within the 31 plane of existence? No, this one is different. To reach the pure land, you must have no evil root. You must be very sincere. You have a lot of faith in him. Then it connects. Then it manifests. So, Sakyamuni and Amitabha, these two are different. Okay? So, it's only the different lineage. Sakyamuni is a central region of the universe. They call it Jambuvapi. This world system. Whereas Amitabha, you know where, no? Which sector? The Western Paradise. That's why he always calls his Pure Land the Si Fang Sijie. So there is an Eastern Buddha. Who is the Eastern Buddha? Medicine Buddha, Yao Si Po. So these are the various Buddha of the different sector. So their cultivation are all different. Medicine Buddha or Yao Si Po specialize in healing. Medicine. That's why different Buddha specialize in different cultivation and they come is different. But whoever it is, if he is the Buddha, he is the fully enlightened one and they understand what this teaching is all. That's why Sakyamuni even asked, when Sammasambuddha arise, what other thing they teach? Is it all same? The Buddha say yes. Very simple, is it? Sabba papasa akaranam. Kusalesa upasampadam. Sacitta pariyottapanam. Etang buddhana sasana. The last verse, etang buddhana sasana, means all Buddha teach the same. And they only teach 3 things. Sabbe is all. Papasa is evil. Akaranam. All evil you must avoid. This is for your good. Then kusalesa, kusala, wholesomeness. Kusalesa upasampadan. Whatever wholesomeness you got condition, you must cultivate. Yeah. Then the last one is sacitta pariyottapanam. Sacitta, citta is mind. You must purify your mind to develop the wisdom. Otherwise, if you avoid evil, do good, you got very good karma. There's a lot of merits, a lot of blessing. But you can still suffer, do you know? When you confront with the First Noble Truth reality, all your wealth, your blessing, your money cannot help you because you become sorrowful. There's a separation from loved one and all those things. So you have to purify your mind to remove the delusion and the ignorance so that you don't cling and grasp this form and mind. So despite your wealth, your merit, your blessing, you can still become miserable. That's why the Buddha's third advice is you must develop wisdom. Purify your mind, develop the wisdom through meditation. And all Buddha teach the same. So very easy then. Just avoid evil, do good, purify your mind. Is it difficult? Not so difficult. But if you are sincere, determined, it's not difficult. But if you, like normal people, I cannot, not for me, then you are already dead. Because you don't have even confidence and faith in yourself. Then how to develop the Sadha in the Buddha and his teaching? You yourself is so weak, so lack of confidence. That's why they say the successful people got a few great attributes. They think differently. The one that is not successful, the failure, they think very negatively. They always tell you, not for me, cannot. In Cantonese, who can help you, understand? If you yourself look down upon yourself, who can help you, understand? Whereas for those who have the potential to become successful, you know what they say? Oh yeah, I never thought of that. No harm trying. If I really did it, I become very successful. They will go and do, understand? Because they feel motivated, understand? But for those who are failure, they always think only the successful people, gifted one, they can do. Not for me. And then what? Your view is so negative, you shut yourself off. You don't even want to give it a try. Understand? So meditation is the same. If you're scared of meditation, you will tell yourself, very difficult, not easy, not for me. I think I cannot. This is what you must avoid. Understand? And I can tell you, meditation is not what you think. The moment you sincerely determine, it will arise the condition for you to connect. And once you connect, very fast, everything just happens. It doesn't mean that you go into it long, you will become more advanced, better meditator, then you stand a better chance. It's not how long you cultivate and practice. It's how you understand the cultivation. The moment you understand, you are free, understand? Then you can move very fast. But if you don't understand, you can continue to cultivate life after life, after so many lives. Even every life you cultivate, 30 years, 40 years, you still square one, understand? Because you do the same thing. Every year you repeat. So it's like 40 years times the same one. Repeat, understand? Because you never understood what meditation is. So you constantly deludedly use the thought-based meditation or go for external type of cultivation, then you don't know what is the real Dhamma. You cannot. Very difficult. That's why even if you are Buddhist, I tell you, even if you have all this Dhamma teaching in the Sasana, you know how easy to go wrong with that. How easy to go wrong. The word Four Noble Truths, subject to so many interpretations. Even Noble Eightfold Path, within there, just one perfect sati, mindfulness, you also cannot get it right. Then samadhi, even more complicated. A lot of people think it's jhana, concentration. Then wisdom, right view. You can go wrong so easily. So that's why the Buddha is very wise. You know how he makes sure you don't go wrong? Huh? What did he teach you? What did the Buddha teach you? Huh? Louder, please. I can't hear. Take the mic. Use the mic. Where's the mic? Huh? Oh, sorry. Not that one. The Four Noble Truths is his teaching. In Jain, sorry. What I mean is, he teaches you one way not to go wrong. The Four Noble Truths still subject to interpretation. You can still go wrong. But there is one thing he teaches you cannot go wrong. No. You're closing puja. What did he ask you to do? You make aspiration, isn't it? What is the aspiration? This is using the nature's law. He understands. That's why he asks you to chant, Ipmina Punyang Kamina. Punyang is your merit. Mamebala samagamo, satang samagamo ho tu, yawa nivana patiya. What is the meaning? It means punyang. Punyang is a merit. By the power of this merit, this wholesomeness that I have cultivated, may arise the causes and conditions for me to always avoid the heedless and the foolish, so that I can meet up with the wise and the enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be real. If you sincerely determine like that, no need to understand one. The condition will take you there, understand? Will you invoke the Pongkomo? So you only need to avoid evil, do good, and develop the merit, then make aspiration. That's why Adhittana aspiration is one of the 10 perfection of the Buddha. You know? That's why he know how to apply. And this one also I did a lot in my past. I also become expert in this. That's why this life I know how to vary and modify it and do, make use of this power of truth, power of aspiration and vow to help people to free from their problem. That's why I can understand the vow of Mahayana, Amitabha, Kuan Yin, all those things, because I have covered this training in my past. That's why all this, you cannot understand one. So the Buddha's way is very simple. Follow his puja, develop the devotion, the spiritual faculty, then make aspiration, and then everything will just flow. You only need one thing, sincere. Then after that, diligently follow your sincerity and move. So the cultivation is not difficult, understand? When you know there is a aspiration that can bring you there, understand? That's why he teaches you how to pay respect, develop the merits, then use this power of merit to make aspiration. Then make aspiration or take refuge with the triple gem, so that you connect, so that there is affinity. Every time you come, you connect. All this will speed up your cultivation. If you have not done this, take refuge. You cannot find the true Dhamma. You cannot be here. There are some who have done wrong or different type of practice. I don't want to say wrong, because you don't know after so many lives. But in certain lives, they have certain encounter and affinity. They make their aspiration. That's why when condition arise, they will be here too. So you never know. And when they are here, it depends on them already. If they make use of the condition and now move and change to this understanding, then they will be able to fulfill that aspiration or vow. Okay? So now we come back to the Q&A. You all haven't asked me any question except the one on Amitabha and Sakyamuni. Yes. I don't know. You check and see. I'm not sure. Use the mic. Just push it up.
Each time when I enter Mahayana temple, I cannot differentiate the Buddha Rupa. How do you differentiate the Sakyamuni Buddha?
I already told you, they go by mudra and the thing they hold. The medicine Buddha got a pagoda. Then this Bodhisattva Manjusri, foremost in wisdom, the chief disciple of Amitabha, he ride on a lion. Da Shi Zi Pusa, understand? Wen Su, but also called Da Shi Zi, understand? No, that one is Xifang San Sheng, the three of them. But this one is Da Shi Zi Pusa. Then this Pusian is on elephant, understand? That's how you differentiate. Then Amitabha is always in the middle of these two. Then sometimes you see so the Mayan temple, they got three Buddhas. Center is Sakyamuni, then Amitabha on the west, then Yao Shi Fo on the east. Then after that, they got the special Bodhisattva. Like here, you got 地藏王菩萨 see 啦 ，first store Bodhisattva， 一个观音 Bodhisattva all there， understand 啦 ？Then you look around， there's a diagram there， the 84 manifestation of 观音 So you see the one with a lot of hand on， 千手千眼 is supposed to be 观音 manifestation too， so very easy to recognize the rupang。But there are some with different mudra which you may not have heard before. So their name also different. The Pali name and the Mandarin Mahayana name is different. You know, Pusyat. The Pali name is very long, you know, Samantara, I don't know what, very long. But in Mandarin, Pusyat, Pusa, that's it. Then even Kuan Yin, they call it Avalokiteshvara. That's very long. But the Mahayana, Kuan Si Ying, 大慈大悲观世音菩萨 understand? So they call by different name. So these are the way they actually evolve it out. And they maybe have their tradition. So they call them by those names. Then if you go to Tibetan also use the Pali, understand? That's why they also use Avalokiteshvara and all that. Okay, anybody want to report their meditation? You must report your meditation, then you can learn more. Otherwise, not easy, you know.
This morning sitting and just now the sitting, I felt that a lot of energy from my head.
Yes.
First it is just my crown.
Yeah.
And just now it went to my nose. No, it goes to my...
I know. That eye there. Then
now it comes to my So, I silent my mind.
You just relax. Not only silent, continue to relax. When you relax, you don't resist. You don't resist means what? You flow and accord. Let the nature do. The final meditation is no doing. You know what is no doing? Trust. You trust your nature to do. Understand? Well, your nature got no thought, no delusion. You will know what to do. Understand? That's why when you connect to the heart, no doing one. If you don't know how to silence your mind, the wisdom cannot arise, you cannot connect. That's why the final, ultimate meditation where you go through the nature, that one is very powerful and very fast. And that one you don't do one, the nature do, understand? But that one you need wisdom. Without wisdom, you cannot detect the gateway. The gateway can only be detected when you're completely silent, no thought. Otherwise, it cannot be there. So, what happens is, you relax is correct, but you have to, you silent is correct, but you have to relax. Well, when you relax, you may not know. Sometimes, there is some, what they call, resistance, you know, because you just silent. This silence is not relaxed. But you know how to relax. You just let things be. Don't resist anything. Don't fight anything. Like that night, her mudra came out. She said, I dare not let it come out. That is the thought interfering. Anasana. Because this is from her part. I want to come out, let it come out, then learn more. He said, look funny, my brother, to you. I do all the funny thing. I said, I got another devotee, the Dhamma friend, coming tomorrow with the husband and the son. Oh, she expert in mudra. Keep on moving. She Manjusri also got Pusyan also got Vansu. The other one is what? Pusyan Vansu. There's another one. She got a lot of mudra. Then she go to India. She go to Kazakhstan. All sorts of mudra come to her. And she is very good in her meditation. I tell you, her past is very strong, very powerful. She got a lot of affinity with Vansu Pusa Manjusri. When I dukkha to utaisana to 208, Sri Anami from when we first, you can ask them what happened to her. She was new all that time. He go there like picnic. But he trust me, because when he came to my class, he know I'm different. He said, "Do you organize any spiritual trio?" She was the last fellow to come, and she just asked, Then one Dharma friend told her, the organizer, "You are too late. The tour is on, but full already. We are going off already." He said, "Where you all go?" He said, "China, Wutaisan." "Oh, that place I want to go." "Any more place?" He said, "No more. You ask Brother Teo." Then they came and asked me. Then I remember her, because she very funny. First time she come and meditate, she got fantastic experience. Then the way she described to me, using her own word, then I know already. This one got her pass on. That's why I told that Dharma friend who helped me last time, I said, "You watch out for her. She is the one that will become very, very, very advanced and very good." That time nobody know. Then after he came to my class, the next day he go and meditate, that Saturday. In that night he went and meditate. And Sunday I give a talk at Bob's. She is also a member of Bob. She came and listened to the talk. Then she was full of joy. After the talk, she came and talked to me. And she said, "Thank you so much." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I did a very good meditation yesterday after you guided me." Because last time the meditation she do, people cannot understand her. You know what happened? She went and learned from this, the Burmese tradition on rising, falling. So all the questions she asked, the experience she had, they cannot understand her. Then they tell her, "Don't do all those things, go and note." Continue to note. Is it so boring? Is it? Don't know what to note. All the mudra keep on coming, all the experience. Then when she talked to me, when I explained to her, she like very excited. "Yeah, like you say, is it? This one funny, is it? Like from my past, is it? Keep on coming." Then after that she got faint. Then she continued to do. Then after 1 or 2 years, she never see me, because business very busy. Joyce's good friend, she was the one who bring Joyce later. Then you know what happened? After that, they got one day, she say, at home, she don't know what happened. The mind, the heart, keep on telling her, "You better go back to that Brother Teo's class, Saturday class," after 2 years. He said, "Very funny." He said, "Why like that one?" He said, then that day, don't know what happened, she just come. And then when she come, she asked one very good question, because she is in the business line, she knows she can become very successful financial line. He said, "Well, Teo, I got two choices." He said, "One, if I know I continue with my financial thing, I become very successful, I become very rich. But one part of my heart says, no, spiritual more important. Money not so important." I look at her, I say, "Because you have your path," I say, "you are different," I say, "you will know what you want." But then she was very happy. And after that, she asked about the trip. Like inside something asked her to ask. Then somebody told her, "Yeah, I organizing a trip very soon." Then he go and ask. Then when he come to me, I knew. Then I told my Dharma friend who helped me to organize. I said, "Yeah, put her in." He said, "But you were full on the bus. We confirm everything already." Call them, the organizer, increase the bus. Means size, bigger one. We supposed to have, about 28 or 30 of us. Increase to 30 something, I remember. Oh, they make a phone call, then they say, "Oh, can," he say, "just a bigger bus only, no problem," he say. "And the cost is cheaper, because bigger bus, more people can go. Then you have economy of scale, your luggage all can put." And because of that, she went with us. Then she told us what, he said, like, picnic. The moment she arrived there, you know what happened? On the way to Utaisana, she can feel the energy everywhere. Then the tears starts to flow. Then the moment we arrive, before we really arrive, I say, "You are silent in your mind and feel." I say, "You know what she say?" "No." "Yeah, brother, I already felt it before you say silent." Oh, then I look at her. Wow, this one is fantastic. He said, before that, he said, about 5 minutes ago, there is something, you know, coming in, the energy very strong, he said. Then the tears start to flow. She also doesn't know why, but no sadness. Then you know what happened, huh? As we reach the place, the first, because inside there, the Wutai San, there are 5 mountains, and Wutai, where Manjushri has this, what they call way place, cultivation place, where all the Manjushri images are. We went to the first one, no? High up, very cold, that area. Before we arrive, the tears keep on flowing. Then when we reach there, it started crying non-stop. Everybody there knew. Then I knew what happened. But everybody feel like, how come like that one? But there was no sorrow. No sorrow, nothing. He keep on crying. Then after that, he calm down, he pay respect. Then he move around. Then he went and see one room, where the abbot is there with the photo there. You know what happened when she see the photo? Like the photo talk to her, you are back. Then, like, this abbot and her got affinity. Then, like, she has been there before. Actually, she was Manjushri's good friend. That's why after the event, the mudra came. And she just sat and meditated. Then the whole thing just locked in. Then after that trip, he keep on experiencing all those things. Then after that trip come back, he become dead serious. Meditation started doing it. That's why after that he bring a lot of people, Hui Ling, and they all. Then they bring her. Then our good friend, his good friend Joyce, the one I tell you, Nightbird on, also can become. Because they saw, I think, she was different. So these are the things, you never know when it's your past. She think lepa lepa go, lepa become so serious and etc. And now she is dead serious and she can understand very well. Her wisdom is very high, because Manjushri foremost in wisdom, and it's not easy to teach this type of student. They are very very different from the past, and the way she see things and ask questions is so different. I no need to teach her. He talk to me, I reply, she understand already. But I tell you, right, I seen this before. I experienced this before. And then she can tell me a lot of other things. That's why different people come with different paths and cultivation is very different. Then now the son also very special. He said, this son is only about to go uni. Suddenly one day, he said, the son tell her, Mommy, why like that one? He said he was driving his car, first year student. He suddenly, in the midst of driving, the heart becomes so still. He said, why like that? He experienced a lot of funny things. The son also got mudra like her one. Also can understand a lot of things. He talked the Dhamma to the son. The son never meet me, But the son can understand one. And the son can ask her a question. Then the son can tell her, Mamiya, is it possible to look for a Dhamma wife? Because she knows, so much deluded one suffering. He said, I cannot marry this type of lady. He said, a lot of problem and conflict. He asked for a Dhamma wife. And he's so young, Where got people so young looking for truth like that? It's from the past, connected. That's right. And a lot of things, that's why I told you last time, you said, like fairy tale. If you never meet all this, you say, where God like that? Brother Teo tell story, fairy tale. But these are the things that not only I know, all the Dhamma friends know. And it doesn't come from me. They witness them. And this is only one of the many. As I told you, a lot. You start to meet how they come and how they are, what they are. Everyone different. That's why I teach everyone different. Well, their paths are so different. Some you never heard before. Very funny type of cultivation. But funny, I got this ability. I can understand them. I can know roughly. I use, because I'm not psychic. But from the sign, from what you do and what you say and what happened, I can tell very clearly one. Very likely chances your past is like that. Otherwise, you cannot become like that. That is my expert field. That's why I can solve a lot of people's mystery and problem. I can feel through my nature and I can very fast understand. So whatever it is, you must have that special training. That's why as a Bodhisattva or as a Buddha, you have your special training. You are good in that, means you are good in that. And you will know when you come, you inherit. And it's part of your nature. Then all these things, you never learn this life. Understand? I never learned this life. This life, all this teaching that I read, the moment I read, like I understood them before, I heard them before, I know what this thing is. And the way I understand is not what they describe to me, not what the book say. I straight away know what this thing is. Like he talked about the five aggregate, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vijnana. I straight away understand what this thing is. Even the English translation wrong also I know. Then how you explain all this thing? I never learned this life. So this is something that your nature inherit from your past. That's why different people, when they come, they are different. Then you ask me, why like that? Why I meditate like that? Like the Buddha say, whatever happened, there are causes and conditions behind. Correct? That's why you look at your children, everyone is different. You are the same parent, but they are all different, character different. Like Li Hun, the daughter, the son, different. My brother, sister, I told you, nine of them all different. Tall one, very tall, short one, very short. Hairy, a lot of hair, no hair. Then some very intellect, smart, academically very good. Some feel form three, feel son at six or so. Oh, how you explain? Same feng shui. It's karma. I told my mother. That's why my mother after that believed me. I said, you give birth to nine, all from the same parent and same locality, same hometown. Why all so different? Then my mother laughed. Said, yeah, karma. So after that, she gave up her traditional belief. Last time, she always scold me when I was young. She said, because she asked me to go and together with her make offering and pray to the deity. So out of respect for my mother, you know what I do? I count 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I put the joystick down. So she thought I paid it. But funny, when I follow her to Kuan Yin Ting, the Kuan Yin Miu, or the Kuan Yin's temple, he no need to tell me, I will pay respect. Then when I see the four great Bodhisattva and Sakyamuni Amitabha, I will pay respect. Nobody teach me. But all the dainty I cannot earn. Even that time, Ti Gong, the Cho Pat or Cho Kao, I also cannot, I count 1 to 10. Then later, my mother scolded me. She said, useless fellow. I said, ask you to do all this also cannot. I said, Mom, I must do something that I understand. If I don't understand, I cannot do. So what happened was, later on, I saw my mother doing all this. Then I had to tell her one day. I said, why you want to slaughter chicken and offer? Can't we just buy fruit and flour? He said, where got like that one? You're not sincere. You offer dainty, it means you must have chicken. He said, that dish show that you are really sincere. Wow, how to talk to people like that? That's not very logical. Then I cannot explain to her killing her. Then one time I remember when I was young, my mother, we are not that wealthy, we quite poor actually, but not too bad, understand? Three meals, shelter, no problem, despite the big family. So my mother has a very good way of saving money. He go and buy the chicken, small fellow, the chicken. Then he go and let them go wild outside, feed themselves. Then at night come back on, very quiet. Then this chicken will grow by themselves, no need food on us. And then he got one by one for choya sabma, for our consumption. So one day, she was alone. No, normally I got another elder brother help her to hold. Then she just killed herself. Then I saw the blood all from the throat down. Ayo, I say, how to do that? But then one day he said, ah, you come, I said. Well, my elder brother not around. He said, help me to hold. Then I saw the knife come. I let go of the chicken. I fly off. Wow, scold me like man. It's a useless blow. Hold one chicken, I said, okay. I tell myself, I cannot. Well, my nature cannot allow me to see this thing kill. I said, and she cannot understand me. Then later on, lucky, when I married, got my two children, she volunteered to come down and look after my two children. That was the time, the condition. Because weekend, we go Brickfield. So I brought her. Then she also followed me. Then she do her own thing. Then she met some old lady, same age as her one. They start to talk. Also same, from the hometown. So they develop good friendship. Then I teach her how to listen to the chanting and how to use my, because she believe in Kuan Yin, my brother. So she keep on in Hakka, Kuan Yin Yong Yong, Kuan Yin Fusa, just like that. I say, very good, you use the beat, develop the faith enough. I say, then this life you don't worry. I say, you make aspiration. He said, what aspiration? I say, aspiration for causes and conditions, for you to have a better birth in future. So that you can have the opportunity to have a good education. So that you can free yourself from all suffering. But in Hakka, I cannot translate except one word. Get out of samsara. You know not? Ku hai, tiao chu ku hai. I told her in Hakka, tiao chu ku hai. You know what she tell me? Not? I'm already out of samsara, suffering. Is it? The moment I get out of China, hold me, I already out of the samsara suffering. The ku hai in China was really cool. I laughed at anything. What? God wisdom. So that was how my mother actually started to follow me. Then he saw me buy flower, fruit, offer, and saw me do all the day. Then saw me, my life like very smooth, very successful. Everything go my way. My kid was so beautiful. Then she got fit. Then she asked me to buy her the Kwanzaa table in Mandarin for her to listen. So at home she chanted a bit. That's why later on she go home. I was very surprised. My sister called me. He said, Mommy, Huan Xiong. I said, why? He said, first time he go market, don't buy slaughter chicken. He said, buy the already dead one. You don't want to buy the still alive one and ask Peter to slaughter and strip the chicken feather, because he said that one fresh, good. So that time he go back, he don't want to kill. He tell my sister, buy the dead one. Dead one means already killed one. Not so fresh, so never mind. He still want to offer. Then later on when she came now again, I tell her, you have improved, but you can do away better still. Then later on, I was so surprised. She started to take vegetarian. Then she started to give up. No more chicken offering. She just offer whatever, fruits and flour. Then I got so much joy. I said, not bad. You see, old people are like that. You must show them through your own sincerity and your own life. Understand? If you talk like that and ask her to do like that, he look at your life also like that, you think they trust you. Understand? But when they see you so different, so successful, and every time my father got problem, will call me and I solve all the house problem. Understand? All the misunderstanding or whatever problem, every time they call me, business problem, whatever they call me, resolve. Call me, resolve. All the conflict, all resolve. But we are lucky. Nine brothers, sisters, very seldom we have problem. But once in a while, we do have. And because of that, my mother actually learned from me that way. She is illiterate. Someone never mind. She can't even count 1 to 10. And do you know, she only speak one dialect, Hakka. And she can survive. She can go back China and come back. She talk to people in Hakka. Whether you understand her or not, she don't care. She talk. Then she give you the phone number. You say, help me call this number. He don't even know how to make phone call. Then they have call. Call when connected to her, then he take over the phone and talk to us in Hakka. Then that person also feel very strange. Oh, one only Hakka dialect can travel to China and come back. She's not shy on, she will ask. She will get people to help her. So this is how she survived. And because she very sincere, a very good parent, very responsible, do her duty. She worked very hard when she was young. That's why she had good life later on. When she was old, all the children take care of her. She take them to stay with my brothers and sisters, take them to come down and stay with me. This is what filial is. And she had a lot of joy every time she come and stay with me. She used to tell me a lot of stories. That's why I know about what happened in Alostar, because she tell me a lot of stories. Then what my father did also, she tell me. And my father always call me. So this is how you can make your parents understand. Don't have to argue with them. Just have kindness, goodness. Then they will see it for themselves. And such a traditional old parent also can change until like that. I look at it also, I really shake my head. I say, wow, good. I say. And finally, when she told me about after my father passed away, she said, when my time come, no need to follow all those things. Go the Buddhist way. Well, that was the biggest joy. Then last time, you know, my father, very scared I become monk. Because I showed so much tendency that I will become monk. He was so scared. Every time I go back, want to talk to Dhamma, he shut me off. He said, no. He said, don't go and believe. Don't become superstitious. Become an engineer. Then later on, somehow, I met my last two teachers who is a lay person. Then that third last one also very good, Achanyantra. He was the monk, Thailand, he told me. Monk is in the heart, not in the rope. If it's in the rope, I put the rope on the tree also become monk. Well, then I say, hey, that is good, isn't it? Well, the monk is in the heart. So when it's in the heart means you have the Dhamma, you are part of the Sangha, understand? That enlightened disciple doesn't mean monk, do you understand? So that's why the Sangha is like. Then I realized my second last teacher also a lay person, lady. Of course, the last one is completely lady, nothing to do with Buddhism. He doesn't believe in Buddhism. And they were all lay people, no? That's why then I later reflect and contemplate. Yeah, I don't have to go for, understand? To do what I want to do. As a lay person, I got more freedom. But I must have the Dhamma. Otherwise, I should break down. I should go and start a grouping and go and argue with people and create a lot of nonsense. That's why I knew all these things. And I was reluctant to come out. When Yun Chai came and see me many years ago, she requested 3 times. I said no. Then finally, I called her back. I said, okay, I agree on 3 conditions. Those who attend my class, they know. Then from there, that's what happened until today. It started 9 years already, 2004. So you all should thank Yun Chan actually. Sadhu to her. Because she was the one that actually came and requested me to come out. She requested 3 times. The funny thing is, when she came, sat in my house, talk until 2-3 hours. No? Then have to go back. Well, husband called. He said, I have to go. And every time comes, 2-3 times also like that. Then she feel funny. Then she finally tell me, but do you know so much Dhamma? You should come out and share. That's how it all started. I said, never mind, let things be. I said, got condition, you come, I talk to you. We were discussing general thing about a trip. She organized first time, the only trip she organized in Vipassana Society. Was it Fraser's Hill? Yunjan? Where is her? She not around. Oh, lying meditation, okay. Never mind. I think it's Fraser's Hill. Don't know Cameron Highland or Fraser's Hill. After that, very strange. She actually, that was the only trip she organized later, she told me. And it just happened. Because after so many years, I told my wife one day, it would be nice to find out what is happening to Vipassana Society, BGF. Because for a long time, I never go back already. I started with BGF, then I was a more or less like life member of Vipassana early on. Because during the early days, Flora, they all, Yip Jingeng, they used to contact me on last time. Then what happened was, this become like something that my nature know. No, I just want to know what happened to the Buddhist society after all these years. Then I suddenly received the circular about that trip. Then I told my wife, hey, we join, then we find out. Then my wife said, okay. So I register. You know what happened, register? Send it in. Yun Chang called me. He said, Mr. Teo, is it very Teo? Full. All taken up. No seat. No place. All I say is okay. If like that, you just put me on reserve list. If got condition, I go. No condition, never mind. And you know what happened? Last 2 days before the trip, well, dear, you're very lucky. One couple pull out. Put me in. So we all went in. Oh. Then because me last minute haven't paid money, she got to come to my house and collect the money. She lost my phone number. She got to come to the house. She only got my house address. So funny. So she forced herself to come. She said, sorry, I lost your phone number. I cannot contact you. I have to come. Oh, I said, you come in. I write you the check. As I write the check, she keep on talking. So I say, oh, you Vipassana Society. How is that? After that, suddenly Dhamma come in. Then talk until 2-3 hours, almost midnight. And he said, I must go back, otherwise my husband will call me again. So because of that, after that trip, I think there were a lot of things that happened. Then she came and made the request. That's how it all started. Then the nature also tell me, because after I rejected it for the third time, I said, no, just let things be. You know what insight tell me? Suddenly the insight tell me, say, hey, it's about time you come out. Because there are people who need this teaching. I said, how come so funny? He said, the condition is there already. Oh, condition is there already. Okay, then I reflected, contemplate. Then I set the condition. That's how I call her back and say, okay, on 3 conditions. Don't call it a Dhamma talk. Call it a Dhamma discussion, sharing. No right, no wrong. Oh, otherwise, I get into big trouble. People quote me. Brother Teo say this, no, you say this. You wrong. Then end up, I also get into trouble, you also get into trouble. But you still want to be right or wrong. You want to defend me for what? Understand? I don't even want to defend myself. Understand? People say wrong. It's okay. Understand? Because the Dhamma is the truth. Right or wrong is not you decide. Understand? The Dhamma is the truth. It will stand up the investigation. Understand? So why you want to argue? Understand? Your truth, my truth, no meaning. Understand? This is our view of what truth is. But I dare to speak because this is from my experience, my understanding. And even not written in the book, not spoken before, I still tell you because this is what I realize and I'm very sure. If I dare to tell you, I'm very sure. If I dare not tell you, means I will admit I don't understand. I'm not sure. This is not my field. Understand? That's why this is sincerity, truthfulness. Okay, 5:30. We end. So you can have your dinner, then later our evening puja. So like I said, we will do our closing puja. Maybe we have Li Hun, the mother-in-law, okay? What is her name? Li Hun, what's your mother-in-law's name? Madam? Oh, also Hun, Ah-Hun. Oh, Kun, like my Kun. Oh. Yeah, lah, like my Kun. Mine also K-O-N. Oh, okay. Okay. Madam Wee Siu Hun. Okay. Kun. Wee Siu Kun. Okay, we just help her to fulfill her wish. Okay. We recall to mind all of the wholesomeness And merits that we have cultivated since the day we commenced this trip until now may arise the causes and conditions for us to rejoice in this wholesomeness. So we say sadhu three times first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then by the power of this wholesomeness and the power of rejoicing, may arise the causes and conditions for Li Hun's mother, Madam Ui Siu Kun, to have the causes and conditions to have a better afterlife in whatever realm or existence she may take birth. May she have the good and happy life. May she have the condition to realize the truth so that she too one day can become like noble one or enlightened one. And by the power of this wholesomeness, may all beings rejoice and share this wholesomeness and merits. We say sadhu again. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we invoke the blessing for the nation, and also you make aspiration. We share merits with devas, then we transfer merits. This is today we need to do it because there are beings that need it. Okay. Sharing of merits with the devas. Because just now when I gave the Four Noble Truths, you remember the rain? the very heavy rain. Then after I finished, it stopped. Then you all do your contemplation. The sun came out. Okay, we do the sharing of merits. Sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva cirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Ittavata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one and those who can receive them. Idam menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idam menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idam menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to departed relative and those who can receive them, and may they all too be well and happy always. Then the blessing for the nation. Devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati heto ca pito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the ruler, be righteous. The last one is your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will chant the Thai closing puja, then we pay respect. The Thai tradition, Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suwakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namasami
Brothers and sisters, just a little announcement. On the last day, which is Saturday, there's a slight change in the program.